What's up, guys? Welcome to Running Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Judd Apatow. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there's no longer the intro sound anymore. I got rid of that because I want to have the ability to at some point monetize this, which is not going to happen anytime soon because, you know what, fucking 9 people are listening. And that could be better. If we're being honest, it could be better. But we're going to... Just watch me do this. It's like 250 episodes. I still have 37 followers. And it's like, Blair, are you going to keep doing that thing? And I'll just never stop doing this. But shout out to... Who... I don't even remember who... Well, I ripped the song from... Well, the intro is the intro to... Ain't going out like a sucker, no way. That's a horrible reenactment of the... I should be better at mimicking sounds of things I've heard a million times. But I'm not. Don't hold that against me, guys. I'm trying. But it was the... Originally, it was Asher Roth. There it is. Asher Roth. I Love College was the original one. And then I ripped the one from I Hate College because I do think that is a better song from, what's his name? Sam something, but he's irrelevant now. He hasn't ever done anything else. But if that's your one hit though, if you're a one hit wonder, great. People try and trash, like, you had one good song. You had zero songs. How many songs did you have, guy who's the world's biggest critic? What have you ever done? That's the thing about critics, man. They don't do anything. They just sit there and hate on shit. You know, look, don't get me wrong. I love hating on stuff. I really enjoy trash and shit that I could never, ever do. But it's a making shit. I think it's one of those things where if you are going to criticize an athlete, please at least have at some point had some semblance of athletic ability. Like, if you're going to trash LeBron, but you got cut from the JV team early. I mean, I'm not saying you should fuck off because a lot of guys got cut from JV early. And those guys are some of my best friends. Shout out Josh. Some guys get cut from JV. Some guys don't have sex till they're 30. Some guys die a virgin. There's a lot of incels out there these days, okay? And they need, I mean, they do need love. I mean, sexual love, like sexual healing. On every level, they need someone to come over to their place, put their arm around them, lull them to sleep, and then jerk them off. And then not let them know that they jerked them off. They'll think it's a wet dream because it's all they really have these days. It's just wet dreams. If you're an incel, whole lot of waking up with your shit stuck to you. There's nothing wrong with that if you're an incel. I mean, yeah, there is. Go lower your standards. Be less weird. Stop texting every person you've ever met. Just do a little bit better. I'm trying not to kick this fucking thing. What if I should I recline? How about this? How about if I sit back, do I look like I don't care? But it's a little bit better. It's a little bit better on my back. What's going on with me though? Other than not drinking, I'm close though. I've been sober all of April. It feels good. It feels good to not really be. I've said before, it's like I feel the same, and that's kind of true. I do. For the most part, feel the same. But I'm a little bit more productive. I would say that. I'm getting more stuff done on a day-to-day-ish. But man, dude. It's at the end. There's two times I want to drink. Early in the afternoon. I get my workout in. I get done. I haven't had anything to eat yet. So I want to just have a beer while I cook. It's just something about catching a little bit of buzz while I'm chopping something up. Doing something that I actually enjoy doing. Which is cooking. And I'm getting better at cooking, man. I tell you what. You got to be okay with making some shit food. You got to be okay with ruining many a steak and figuring out what medium rare really means. Because for a while, it was either burnt to a crisp or bloody as hell. Shout out Pulp Fiction. There's no middle ground. And then when you start to figure out how long it takes to cook each thing, I still do this thing where I don't really measure anything. Which isn't the best way to go about cooking, because cooking is all exact measurements, and that's the difference. It's like, the difference between winning is inches and centimeters and metric centimeters and whatever else they're using in Canada. And that's the difference between winning and losing. A game of inches. God, that's the most over. You can't even say that anymore. That's so lame. Remember that guy, I think it was D. Ford, was the dude, the DN for the Kansas City Chief, and he jumped off sides. every coach saw that and just went "guh-guh" in his pants. He was so happy because now he gets to just hammer home the football's a game of inches for the rest of it. Have a new thing to say. Find something better, please. I mean, come on. If he didn't jump off, he was offsides by 5 inches. He was well the fuck offsides by a good like yard and a half. There's no inches in football. They use the metric system for some reason, which I that makes sense actually. That's not. But this is America. We do shit our way. Football's a game of inches. No, football's a game played in Europe, and we're just out here pretending like ours is the only one that's ever existed. I used to love trashing soccer. And then you watch one soccer highlight of a guy playing in the Premier League, and those guys just take a step onto the pitch, and the place goes insane. I tried watching the rock stars, really, dude. They're rock stars on every level. Those guys can do no wrong. I started to watch some documentary on Netflix called Sunderland, Till I Die. And I'm like, man, so they're going to follow the players? That'd be sick. And they just followed the loser-ass fans. Like the shitty, I've been in and out of work my entire life. That's not how they sound in England, but I wanted to. I'm not going to do British accent because I can't do one. I can't do it well at all. But they start following all these sad saps that are like, this is all we have. That we don't have anything else in our life. That if they don't play well, that we don't feel good about ourselves. And that's really all there is to say. Show me the players. I don't want to watch a documentary about people that are poor. I'm poor. I'd rather watch a documentary on me doing nothing to make any money right now. Just kind of hanging out waiting for that unemployment check to come through, which it might never. I might just have just sat around for 3 months and just dipped real deep into the savings and then just made hints to my rich friends that I was like, hey, man, you want to give me a little bit of... That's the thing, man. You can't ever ask your friends for money. You have to just hope they'll give it to you. And the way you hope that they give it to you is by telling yourself that you would never ask for money, even though you just need it. You don't want to be a guy with his hand out, but at the same time, your friends see when you have holes in all of your clothes. Like, they know. They're like, hey, man, you doing okay? And you're like, yeah, dude. Yeah. You say the same word over and over again. Yeah. And they know, like, I better send him some money. Dude, my boy Big Jake once sent me like $50 to go to the bar. This is my early days in Chicago, and I was fucking no job, was struggling a little bit, a lot. Ooh. I just snatched a bug out of the air. Do you see how fast that was? That's on camera, too. You see. So fast. It seemed like $50 to go to the bar. And when you have to, because when you're broke and you go to the bar, you are kind of, you're not playing with house money. You're playing with your money and you have very little of it. So you have to be very careful on the way in which you spend. Okay, I got a beer here. That beer is on special. All right, I can do a shot of this. That's not very much. Okay, cool. So now you do that. Now you have a tip. And you're like, And then you have one shot and you're just like, fucking whatever. But if your buddy gives you money, that's house money, dude. $50 to the bar on someone else's dime is. You know what that's like? That's like having sex and then with just someone. Who cares? Make it be anybody. Just somebody you're not related to. And you go to the bar and you get another girl's number. A girl who's hot. Not like a sewer rat, but like someone who's actually attractive on every level for you. So you already had sex. You're already up. You feel good. And then you go out again, like, I got nothing. I'm just hanging out, guys. And then there's another girl, and you connect with another girl. And then you and another girl are, like, kind of hitting it off. And you're like, wait, can they smell it on me? Yeah. Yes, they can. That's why you got a number. I've been over this. They like that you got in something that you don't own. Women are a fan of that stuff. Like, oh, man, this guy's... Like, on the surface, they're like, I hope he's just not out there... as a player, but then they're like, I hope he's fucked something recently because I don't hope his stroke game is decent. You want your stroke game to be good. You don't want to go in there you know, you want to go in there with a corked bat. Like, if you have the option, okay, here's the thing. When you're going in to make love to a woman, what you want to do is you want to lower your voice just right. And you want to grab a little bit of Cialis and you want to go in there and you want to give it your best. All you got. Steroids for your cock and your ego, really. You don't want to go in there half-assed. You want to care. You know, you want to be, like I said, you want to go in there with a cork bat. And there's no way you're going to Sammy Sosa this shit. You're going to go in there and just knock it out of the park. And no one but you is going to know why you're smiling so much. Like, man, you said we were having fun playing the game. It's like, no, I cheated and no one found out. Cheating and getting away with it, people say that they feel guilty. I feel like it's like a heist. It feels good. I got away with it. I mean, not cheating on your girl, but, you know, like cheating in like if I go out with Shakira tomorrow, you better believe I'm finding a way to get some Cialis. I'm taking 4 or 5 of those. We're going all night. I know before I've said that, you know, 3 to 5 minutes is the max, but I'm telling you, with a celebrity, when you've had as much sex as I've had, which is not much recently, but overall my career, I'm batting like 285, I think, which is great for, you know, pussy standards. It is awesome. But there are some girls you're not super attracted to, and then you'll last a little bit longer because you're not that into it. But then you have sex with a hot girl, and you're like, early, and you don't want that to happen. We're having fun. We're having a good time. The beanie's on. I'm wearing a shirt I'm just cutting the sleeves off of everything these days. But this time, it was a long sleeve. I hate when a long sleeve shirt, like the cuffs of them where the wrists are, they explode out. Like you roll them up one time and then it's tighter. They're like parachute pants, but on your arms. Very not attractive. And they don't feel good too. You feel like a magician. Like, what's going to come out of my sleeves? It's my virginity. So I cut the sleeves off. And I got the button a little bit lower. V-necks and Henley tees. That's the move in 2020, guys. The bars are never going to open again. But if they do, I'll be out there with a beanie, a mustache, and a cut-off short-sleeve Henley t-shirt. How's that sound? Pretty good. I went down an Elvis rabbit hole the other day. Well, dude, if you're going down rabbit holes on the internet during the day, I got nothing to say to you. That's not true. I do have one thing to say to you. Talk to a girl. Just find a girl and talk to her. Could be your mom. I don't care. Could be your cousin. Could be a girl you're not attracted to. Could be a girl you're very attracted to. But go talk to a woman during the day. Shoot some shots. Get on all the apps. Every app you can find, get on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, get some wings. Just every app you can possibly think of. Just do whatever you can. Just save the deep, dark rabbit holes for the nighttime. During the day, you gave up. If you're going down rabbit holes about Beatles album art, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. You lost that day. That day's over. You can't, you don't do that in the middle of the day and then go out and accomplish something that'll be remembered forever. Okay? You don't invent something after that. You're not looking at the Hell's Angel. 1%, or what are those? Is that what? What's the name of that show? Is that the Sons of Anarchy show? Pick up the Hell's Angels? Who cares? Just jerk off, talk to a girl, jerk off again because you didn't fuck. No one's fucking during quarantine. Dating is dead. Dead. Who has connection with someone via text anyway? Like, it's just, because if you meet with somebody on an app, it should be very short. You should just kind of acknowledge that you're both a real person that you say you are. Exchange Instagram accounts. You want to make sure you can try and hear them talk. You don't want to walk in with a girl with a fucked up voice. Hi, my name's Samantha, and I think you're gonna have a great time with me. It's like, oh, you sound like Urkel. You know, I fucked a girl named Cynthia. not a hot combination. And then you meet up in real life, and then if it goes well, great. If not, you move on. But this, like, I was talking to a girl via Bembel, and she FaceTimed me. It was the weirdest thing. I was, like, trying to do my taxes, and she FaceTimed me. I was like, ugh. Is that what women feel like when guys hit on them at the bar and they're with just their friends, and it's pretty clear that they're with just their friends? Even though it's never that clear. We never really know what you're doing. Your intentions are never just out there. If you're at a bar, you're in a place where people are trying to fuck you. You should know that. I'm sorry. It's just like my friends and I are celebrating my girl's promotion. It's Megan's promotion. And Megan really has had a hard year. You know, like her mom called her fat again. And then her dad, well, her dad's got a great job. And he gave her a bunch of money. But they don't really connect on like an emotional level. And her brother's a lawyer. And he's doing great. But she does not like her stepsister because she is over 6'2". And it makes her feel like a small person physically. And a small person like emotionally. Because like it's not great when your other sibling is getting so much sex. And you're just getting none of the sex. So like Megan, I'm really vibing with Megan right now. Because I think that this is going to be her year. Even though the year has not started off very good. Going all the way back to that horrible helicopter crash. We're not going to talk about that though. It's just really a sad time in Megan's life. And then in my life. Because if my friends are sad, that means that I'm a little bit sad as well. Okay? What I'm trying to say is, no, we do not want to talk to you right now unless you're going to buy all our drinks. And then we'll talk to you for the first part of the night until a guy who I used to have sex with in college comes back here and treats me very poorly for the rest of the evening. That's what it's like. Hey, it's never what it's like. Women are never just that upfront. But that's what they do, but they don't say that's what they're going to do. Anyway, daytime rabbit holes. I've been down a couple, but I mean, don't try to avoid it. Save it for night. Maybe for that insomnia hour where you're just, you know, it's before midnight. You're like, man, if I go to bed now, I'll get so much sleep. And then you stay up till 2 in the morning. That's never a good, that's never what you want. You never want to make the decision, I'm going to get extra sleep tonight. And then you try to get that sleep and it's just nowhere to be found. It's a fucking bummer. But I went on a rabbit hole down the Elvis rabbit hole, which is, dude, you want to talk about a fucking insane person? Look at Elvis. Like the first, like literally, if you split his career, his life into two halves, like the early part where he was coming up and he was this god, and then the second part where he's just doing every drug. He was doing those old, you know, those old drugs, like the 60s, how was it, 60s, 70s, whatever. 50s, 60s, whatever. But he's doing those weird drugs that he was doing, like Quaaludes and, you know, like not cocaine, but a lot of cocaine. He was just doing all these crazy uppers and downers. Then he was looking at like Native American spirits, and then he's having his friends come over and he makes them watch the same action movie 5 times. And they're like, man, Die Hard was great. Let's watch it 7 more times. Hey, Elvis, I think we're gonna keep on living our lives. Is that cool? No one's leaving. See that a pathetic Elvis impression I just attempted? See, I can't do impressions, guys. I had the world's squeakiest chair, though. That's annoying as shit. But yeah, Elvis was for sure a crazy person. But, I mean, you can't argue with, you know, the body of work. And the way he died, ugh, dude. He died on the shitter. That's a tough way to go. And he died. He was on the shitter because he was taking so many pills that he was constipated. And when he was doing, he had heart conditions. He was fat as shit. He was losing his mind. So he was on the shitter just. And then he just had an embolism and a heart attack and died. Because he was constipated from taking too many drugs. Now, I don't want to say that's a bad way to go. But that's definitely not the best way to go. Now, if he was getting blown on the shitter, going just full Blumpkin, I can't fault the guy. That's some legend shit, and you're the man. I'm going to give you a high five, maybe a hug, listen to your old album. He looked good in leather, I will say that. Like, no one's looked that good in leather since, yeah, probably the Imp or Gimp? In Pulp Fiction, Did that guy die? Is that ever really solved? Because, you know, when Bruce Willis knocks him out and then he's kind of hang. But what the thing was tied to the back of his shirt. It wasn't tied around his neck, was it? Was it around his neck? If you get knocked out and you're like hanging by your neck, well, does that kill you? It's never really cleared up, and it's always bothered me. Man, but Elvis could play the shit out of that guitar. He could. He really could. I can't play a single instrument. Not one, dude. Not even going all the way back to third grade and they give you that stupid little recorder. You're going to be able to play instruments one day. You know that? No, we're not. Talk about fingering. It's like, how do you finger this thing the right way? And you're sitting there. And dude, fingering a recorder was like fingering a girl for the first time. That's exactly what it was like. You're like, hey, do a finger here. Try to put two. Nope, not two. One doesn't go. Nope, don't go there. Then your teacher's just like, no, stop it. No, never there. Never that hole. Never, never, never. And you're like, shit. Is it okay if I... So don't put it in the bottom one. Just the front four. Perfect. Do I have to blow? Okay. Lips got to be a little bit wet. And three blind mice. There is a connection between how well you do at playing the recorder and how good you are at fingering a chick in your adolescent years. Adolescent years. Wait, what's adolescence? Is that like 8 to 12 or is it 12 to 20? Because honestly, I felt like it was the same for me. It felt the exact same. I think I knew what I was doing. I had more confidence in the recorder than I did fingering a chick for the first time. I remember. Did you want to hear just a horrible story about fingering chicks? Because they're not. Because there's. Are there good stories about fingering girls? Like, how many girls are like, oh my God, the first time I got fingered was like the best experience I've ever had. We were like on this date. It was prom, of course. And we went out. And I tell you what, we had calamari. Never had that before. It was good. It was a little bit fishy, but it was good. And then he went all the way down around. And I didn't wear panties because, you know, I'm a bad girl. And he fucking just, you know, blasted my hymen out. Gross. No, I fingered a girl on the hood of her shitty Chevy. What was it? It was not an Impala. It was a shit car. It doesn't matter. And I had my state championship football ring on. How douchebag am I? Ultimate douchebag to be like, you know, I fingered this chick. Had all my powers were in my ring. 2006, 13-1. State champs. Go Lions. And I just fucking... And then all the residue gets in your ring and you're like, I'm just going to leave that there till the end of time. It's sitting in my dad's house right now. And then there's still going to be some old 15-year-old dirty girl jizz from back in the day. That's gross, Blair. You're gross. Yeah. That girl's still hot too. Shout out Courtney. What a babe. Still hot. One day her and I are going to reconnect. On an emotional level, never going to physically touch each other ever again because I think we're both gay. That's cool, though, if we're both. I think we'll relapse straight for one night when we turn 40. And in the middle of it, we'll be like, what are we doing? I don't know. And then we'll, like, make a kid. Right? Did I just plan having a kid in my 40s? Which means she's 43. Yeah, that's not going to happen. I mean... I won't be single in my 40s. That'd be a bummer, dude. You gotta at least get something locked down by mid-30s so you can kind of just skate into your 40s as the piece of shit that you've always been, but now you're at peace with it because of the girl who's just a woman now and she's okay with you just being a piece of shit all the time. Recorder. Not good. Not good with the recorder. I spent probably 15 minutes trying to learn how to play the piano in college only because I wanted to play... the beginning of Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue. You know I'm a dreamer. Yeah, my heart's a gold. I had to run away, hide, so I wouldn't go, no. And when things went right, doesn't mean they're always wrong. Just take the high, and I'll never be late.
lived all alone.
Yeah, I'm in a room by myself. Whatever. Okay, but I can dance a little bit. But then I'm on TikTok now, and you see how good every kid is? It's such a bummer. Dude, being a decent, like, rhythmic dancer like myself, my hips move, and they'd never lie. Ever. And then going on TikTok and seeing all these 14-year-olds that are just, like, step up one level dancers. It's just so deflating. It's like our grandparents watching the NBA now. Like, they played basketball in the 50s when they could only dribble with their right hand and there was never a crossover ever. They didn't even know what defense was. They played in Chuck Taylors and wool socks. And their coach was a drunk who beat his wife. And they're watching the NBA now, a guy doing under his ass reverse fucking dunk. And he's just like, couldn't play with them. That's how I feel watching TikTok. It makes you feel like the biggest piece of shit. Like, oh, I can't do anything. It makes you want to quit dancing. Like, you know when you think you can sing when you're 12 and then you hear an Adele song and you immediately punch yourself in the mouth because you want an excuse for not being able to do what she can do? That's how I feel watching TikTokers who can just fucking and then just fucking everyone does like the chest thing. It's like buh, 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 and their chest just pumps up. And their faces are always so serious. That's what another thing. I can't take it seriously. If I'm dancing, I'm going to be smiling because I know I look like a fucking moron. But then all these kids on TikTok are like, no, this is what I do, bro. It's like that kid got both tits in his mouth when he breastfed as a child. For sure. He was like, I'm going with the right one. Now for the left one. God, sometimes I'll do the podcast and just think, fucking no one's listening. But if you are, Eric and Chaz and Josh, and occasionally Big Jake and his girl, love you guys. It's like a glimpse into my insanity. God, I want to drink. Let me ask you this. It's the 28th right now when I'm recording this. It'll probably go out either tonight or tomorrow, maybe the 29th. What's today? Today is the 29th. Tomorrow's the 30th. Part of me... because it was always the thing... like finish. You finish what you start. And you gotta finish everything. You finish your food. Finish the workout. You finish the rep. You go through the line. And I don't care. It's like none of that really mattered. Like, yeah, I'm a together person for the most part. I mean, this screaming into a microphone and camera alone by myself twice a week aside. It's like, who cares? It's like counterculture. It's like, hey, you don't do that thing. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to do that thing now. It's the big red button. I'm going to fucking push it if I want to. I don't know. I guess if someone else had told me, Blair, you're not drinking for this whole month, I would be like, fuck you. And then I would just get it the 30th day. And instead of with 2 hours to go crack a beer, like, I almost made it. Fuck you. But I set out to do it. Like, it was my goal to go all of April without drinking. But for what reason? Do I think I'd get it? There's no one doing this but me. At least when it's sober October, you're trying to beat your friends. You can talk shit. I'm going to do get in the mirror. Like, did you fucking drink today, pussy? Bet you can't go tomorrow. That's how I sound when I talk to myself. I go really deep. You pussy. You don't even know what you're worth. You fucking son of a bitch. Man, that really strains the throat. Yeah, that's the reason why I don't do impressions well, because I got weak vocal cords. That's what it is. Leaning back. I put shoes on for this podcast today. Classic Vans. Yeah! What's up, dude? What's up? This is the picture right here for the... I'm using this way. I'm okay, so because if you're listening right now... I'm trying to put my leg over my head so I can have the freeze frame. I take the picture for the cover art for the episode of the podcast. Because I think I look like an idiot when I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to find a freeze frame here. How's my face look here? I look that good there.
But I got this. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
God, that's fucking stupid. I'm an idiot. You know what's funny is I literally came into this podcast today and I was like, Blair, you're going to talk a little bit slower. You're going to slow it down. You're going to control every part of it. Take a beat in between stuff. But it doesn't matter. Like, the way it does. Okay, here's the thing. I'm trying to get better at this. Trying to get better at slowing it down. Saying what I mean to say. Still flowing. Still moving from fucking riff to riff. Because, you know, the riff kid with the hot heat stick. The hot heat stick. The heat hot stick. The hot, hot heat stick. Killing it. All right, that's 32 minutes. I was going to talk about the Rodman Vegas thing from the Bulls doc, but everyone's talking about that. I'll go with a quick one about my trip to Vegas. I had a great time. I really loved it. The best part about Vegas is, and this just shows you where I'm at in my life. Well, there's two best parts. One was going to the pool party. That was a blast. I went to Wet Republic, and you just see so much ass. There's just ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. And ass and titties. And you can't touch any of it. Can't touch any of it, guys. That's assault. But you can look and then try it. And it's tough to hide your boner when you're wearing a swim trunks. It's not easy to do. But I found a way. Put a t-shirt on, went to the bathroom, punched myself in the balls, and I moved forward like a man. That's what you have to do. If you haven't jerked off in 5-6 days and you get unwanted boners well into your late 20s, first of all, congrats. Second of all, you got to combat that a certain way. Cause a little bit of pain. A little bit of right to your sack. Just to keep you honest, it's like a chastity belt with your fist to your balls. I loved Vegas. You gotta say titties. Titties are great. Ass is great. Girls are annoying. But dudes, man, dudes fucking doing dude thing. And walking the strip outside with a beer in my hand, god damn it. It didn't even, you know, bother me that I saw a couple kids take shits in the street. That was fine. Takes a shit, and then he grabs his mom's hand, and his mom, who, you know, also not wearing pants. Very stable. I've seen pictures of how just empty the strip is right now. I think that's for the best. I don't know if the people of Nevada have had enough. It's time to move on. We're good. We did it. We killed it. Hit all the beats today. Got the beanie on, feeling saucy. All right, we did it. Like I said, when the hoodie is on, I'm getting serious. When the beanie comes out, I'm just sexy. I'm just sex appeal, baby. Twisted steel and sex appeal, you son of a bitch. Rate, review, subscribe. Fuck, put that in the beginning, Blair. Every time. All right. Fuck off. We did it.